proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible program. We continue looking at Israel's provocations against God, turning our attention to the events that transpired at Kadesh Barnea. The 13th chapter of the book of Numbers opened with God commanding Moses to, quote, "Send thou men, that they may search the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel," unquote. The idea of sending spies into the land originated with God, not with Moses. Moses selected 12 individuals for that task, each of them a prominent man in his own tribe. He instructed them, quote, "See the land, what it is, and the people that dwelleth therein, whether they be strong or weak, few or many, and what the land is that they dwell in, whether it be good or bad, and what cities they be that they dwell in, whether in tents or in strongholds, and where the land is, whether it be fat or lean, whether there be wood therein or not," unquote. After the 12 men returned from their mission, they reported upon what they had seen. 10 of the spies agreed that the land would prove fruitful. However, they described it as, quote, "a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of a great stature," unquote. They added that, quote, "the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled, and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there." Compared to those children of Anak, the 10 spies continued, quote, "we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight," unquote. This was the report of 10 out of the 12 spies. The other two men sent, Joshua and Caleb, advocated that the Israelites conquer that territory. They exhorted their companions to, quote, "rebel not ye against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not," unquote. The Israelites did not listen to Joshua and Caleb. Instead of entering into Canaan, they wept all night long. Moreover, they brushed off and used a familiar complaint, quote, "would God that we had died in the land of Egypt! Oh, would God we had died in this wilderness," unquote. The Jewish people accused God of wanting to kill them. Indeed, they cried out for a new leader to replace Moses, a new leader who would bring them back to Egypt. This incident at Kadesh Barnea had profound consequences. God told Moses, quote, "because all those men which have seen my glory and my miracles, which I did in Egypt and the wilderness, and have tempted me now these 10 times, and have not hearkened to my voice, surely they shall not see the land which I swear unto their fathers, neither shall any of them that provoked me see it," unquote. God determined to leave the Jewish nation in the wilderness for a 40-year period. Outside of Joshua and Caleb, no Israelite over the age of 20 at that time lived to enter into the Promised Land. What does this incident have to teach Christians? Believers ought to rely upon God, no matter what adverse circumstances might arise. As Solomon wrote in the 3rd chapter of Proverbs, quote, "trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths," unquote. The Israelites took their eyes off of God and looked on their circumstances. They were unable, they thought, to conquer the Canaanites. But God can do all things. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.